Dreamscape presents A Heart of Gold by Stacey Henry, narrated by Syra Ayers. Prologue. Montana, August 1894. From her perch on the front steps, 17-year-old Octavia Rutherford peered through the gloaming light toward the road that ran alongside the Double R Ranch, same as she had every night this week. Jess Lawman, their former ranch hand, had promised in his last letter that he would finally be returning, and so Tava kept watch for him. 7 months without Jess had felt eternally long. Only the memory of the kiss they'd shared the night before Jess had left and the letters they'd exchanged had kept Tava from despairing that the man she loved might never come back. Movement on the road made her suddenly snap to attention. Her heart thrummed faster, even before the horse and rider turned down the drive. Tava rushed to her feet, her gaze locked on the face beneath the man's wide-brimmed, flat-crowned hat. Even at this distance, she recognized the upward tilt of those masculine lips. She nearly sprinted forward to greet Jess, but an unexpected shyness stopped her, freezing her in place as he dismounted beside the corral. Should she hug him? Kiss him? Tell him right away that her feelings for him had only grown stronger in his absence? Tava had been 14 when Jess had first come to work on the ranch, yet she'd been instantly enamored with a thin young man with blue-green eyes, an infectious grin, and an occasional bout of grumpiness. From the start, Jess had talked to her as if she were an adult. He also liked to listen to her sing, and didn't seem to mind that she was different from the other girls her age. The young ladies at church and in town didn't often dress in masculine clothes, and none of them had been raised solely by a father since the age of 8. More than 3 years had passed since Jess's arrival at the ranch, and the man before her hardly resembled the 17-year-old adolescent he'd once been. Ranch work had given him a strong physique and enhanced his already handsome face. Tava had changed, too. She wasn't a gangling girl anymore, though she still preferred trousers or a sensible skirt to dresses. Thankfully, Jess didn't care what she wore. He had even called her beautiful the night before he'd left. With his horse secured, Jess turned to face her, that familiar grin in place. Hey there, song.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?